Exercise 10B, page 29. Speaker 1.
I had no intention of studying abroad because everyone I knew had had such disappointing experiences. But then, one evening, I got chatting to some former Erasmus students who really helped me change my mind about it. They were so enthusiastic about the experience that they made me feel I was missing out. So, when my lecturers suggested I participate, I went for it. In fact, it was just as amazing as everyone had said. They hadn't exaggerated one bit. Actually, I had such a great time in Barcelona, I'm going back there next year when I finish my degree.
Speaker 2.
Working in a foreign country is certainly not easy when you're a 20-year-old trainee. When I first arrived to start my Erasmus internship, I felt completely alone and lost and wondered how I could possibly stick it out. At the end of my second day, I actually started packing my suitcase. I'm glad I saw it through though. I ended up making loads of friends and my English is nearly perfect now. It's true, of course, that you require a certain amount of grit and determination, but I'd recommend the exchange to anyone who wants to gain valuable work experience abroad.
Speaker 3.
I'd been longing to go abroad ever since I was 15, so when I finally set off on my Erasmus adventure, I was sure I was going to love it. But I soon realised that it wasn't what I had been looking for at all. I was imagining a combination of a lively social life, cultural exchange, and thought-provoking lectures. Instead, I ended up spending most days all by myself doing research in the library. I really think universities need to create a much better support structure for Erasmus students. Undergraduates will then feel greater confidence and hopefully go on to pursue a master's.
Speaker 4.
When I look back on my days in Paris, I know they were the happiest days of my life. I met so many fantastic people on the Erasmus programme, immersed myself in the fascinating French culture, and saw a lot of the country. I even learnt some classic French cookery with the help of my flatmate. But I must admit, my studies suffered. I was so busy having a good time that I got rather distracted and didn't really bother doing much work. It wasn't that the lessons were that difficult. I just got carried away with all the other interesting things that were going on around me, I'm afraid.